Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham right here in our operations area. It is 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 o'clock Central. The latest update on Hurricane Michael, you can see most of the center, the actual eyewall, the area of the strongest winds moving on shore. So we've made landfall, and we continue to move north at a pretty rapid rate. The latest information, north-northeast at 15 miles an hour, so moving pretty quickly. And a little reminder is associated with this. We're starting to see some of the pictures of, you know, inside the eye. That is a very dangerous thing, just really reminding people this thing's moving so fast, 15 miles an hour. And as Michael moves north, you may have some calm inside that eye, but it's very dangerous to get outside because you're going to have that back edge of those winds. And you know, we often see that to be incredibly dangerous as well. So be careful. It's really just best to stay in a safe place into your shelter. So with time, let's look and see where we're going to get this center moving. Whenever you have a landfall this strong, 155 miles an hour, it's a strong hurricane. It's going to take some time to reduce the winds once we've made landfall. So we still expect to have some strong winds. Hurricane force even moving into Georgia. So into the evening hours, into central Georgia, you take all that rain that we just showed on the radar and you start looking at the winds on top of it. Could get some trees down and some power outages even into Georgia. Look at this wind field. You know, you look at tropical storm force winds extending out 175 miles. So very strong system. So definitely, without a doubt, we still have some time to go with this. We still need to be really careful. Flow around this system like this, you're still going to have onshore flow on some of the beaches and the Florida panhandle. So some of that water is going to be very slow to come down, in some places even more water on the way. And think about how large this system is. We even have tropical storm warnings on the Atlantic portion of this storm from Georgia and to the Carolinas with some of this onshore flow. So what are some of the hazards besides the wind? It's the rainfall. You know, just a very dangerous situation with the rainfall. Whenever you have these tropical systems, just a lot of moisture, not only around the center but in these rain bands. So around the center, 6 to 10 inches of rain potentially. Even though we're moving, the downpours are incredible. With time, you're going to see 4 to 6 inches in some of these other areas, and that's going to cause a problem with the winds and the rain, and that's when we can see some more trees down, even getting into Georgia. Storm surge is something that we've been talking about for days, just high values potentially, and you really look at this, it's just an area that's incredibly vulnerable to that storm surge, and that's why we've really been hitting it hard. Half the fatalities in these tropical systems is indeed storm surge. So with time, you're going to start seeing these water levels still can come up. We're not done with this yet, and we've really been talking about this, not just a coastal issue. We've seen some of the pictures of some of the water, the barrier islands, and then pushing the wind will keep pushing that water inland with time. And this is the Apalachicola River, where normally we would drain that water out. In a situation like this, we're already seeing the river reverse, pushing the storm surge in. And we've been talking about not just coastal, even well inland. And even to illustrate that, even if you're living inland on these rivers, look at this. This is the coastline, and this is, you look at the Apalachicola River well inland. Look at this value, the water level sharply coming up, and that's miles and miles inland. So that's something that we've been covering. It's still not safe to be outside. It's still a situation where the water levels can stay up. The winds are still high. Hurricane force through this evening, so it's best just to stay sheltered. This has been the latest update on Hurricane Michael from Ken Graham here at the Hurricane Center.